Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you today on the broadcast. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of having a right mental attitude. We're going to review some of the principles that we've already covered and cover some more today. The first principle is, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. You're to be a believer, and all things are possible to you. You need to also know that God's for you. If God's for you, who can be against you? The Bible also says that he freely gives us all things. Every promise belongs to you, and he will freely give it to you. You also need to know the fact that God has begun a good work in you. You're his workmanship. You're created in Christ Jesus, and he's going to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Another principle that's important is cast not away your confidence. It has great recompense of reward. Keep your confidence in the Lord. Trust in the Lord at all times. Know this, that whoever is born of God, and that's you, if you're born again, you overcome the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith, because you're going to walk by faith. And you need to have the right mental attitude that I'm walking by faith in everything that I do. I have the faith of God. I'm going to speak to my mountains. They're going to be removed. I'm going to pray the prayer of faith and believe I take hold of the promises, and they're going to come to pass. And I will not fear. I'm fearing not. And I will not be discouraged. Whatever the enemy comes against me, I know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. The Lord is the strength of my life, and he is causing me to overcome in every area. I will always humble myself under the mighty hand of God, and I'm going to do that by casting all my care upon him, because I know that God cares for me. And I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's got to be your attitude. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. What are we going to do in every situation? We're going to rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Don't let yourself get into the being down or lose your joy. Keep that rejoicing spirit. And remember that you're going to have to think on good things. Think on things that are true. Think on things that are honest and just and pure and lovely and of a good report, not the negative report. Think on the good report. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. If you're prone to be negative, you need to especially work on casting down every mental reasoning against God's Word and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Do not let your mind think on negative things. You think on good things by replacing the negative thought with the truth of the Word of God. Jesus dealt with those negative things. It is written, and that's what you need to do. Speak God's Word. Also, we need to realize that we have power and authority over the enemy. We've been given power and authority over all of his ability, and nothing shall hurt us. In 2 Corinthians 4:18, the Bible says, "We look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen." You are looking, and the word look really means to take aim at. We're taking aim not at the things that are seen. We're taking aim at the things that are not seen. What is not seen? The things that are in the realm of the spirit, the spiritual realm. The spiritual realm controls the natural realm. There's two realms of existence, a spiritual realm and a natural realm. If your eyes were open to the spiritual realm, you would see angels and you would see demons everywhere. And you would be seeing the activity of spiritual law at work. We take aim at the things that are not seen, because the things that are seen are temporal. They're subject to change. But the things that are not seen, that are going on in the spirit, they are eternal, because they operate according to the spiritual laws of God that are set forth. You got to get your eyes off the natural. Get your eyes off of what's going on in your circumstances, and get your eyes on the spiritual power of God, on what he will do, and he will come on the scene and change things, because the spiritual realm controls the natural realm. The 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Well, you got to know the devil's out there looking for opportunities to devour you. And the Bible says, resist him steadfast in the faith. Resist him. This is the attitude we have, and we're going to be resisting him. See, we're dealing with things in the realm of the spirit. Remember, people aren't your problem. you are going to resist the enemy who works through people. That is the problem. Remember, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12 is an important principle for you to maintain a right mental attitude, and that is that I'm going to fight the good fight of faith, and I'm going to lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called. I'm going to fight that good fight of faith. Fighting the good fight of faith is you're going to continually resist the enemy. You're going to continually speak to the mountains. You're going to continually confess what God's Word says. You're going to continually pray the prayer of faith to release the power of God. And you're going to overcome this enemy. And you're going to lay hold on eternal life. See, all the life of God has already been given to us through Jesus Christ. And it's in all the promises of God. His Word is life unto those that find it. And we need to lay hold on it. That is the word lambano, taking hold of it. And this is what we do when we pray a prayer of faith. We come boldly to the throne of grace, obtain, same word for lay hold, it's lambano. We lay hold upon that mercy, take hold of that mercy, and find grace to help in our time of need. And we're going to profess a good profession. We're going to maintain a good confession because we're going to speak God's word only. You know, death and life are in the power of the tongue. It's important that you learn to speak what God says about you and what God says about the situations that you're dealing with. Don't speak what you feel. If you speak what you feel, you're going to be speaking from the flesh. Speak from the Spirit according to God's Word and maintain that right mental attitude that I'm going to think on. What does God's Word say about this situation? What does the Word say? Because I'm going to speak what the Word says in every situation. Praise God. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18, another principle that's important. He said, "This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies that went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare." God says, war a good warfare. You're going to have to war a good warfare because you're in a warfare. You need to realize, and you might as well accept it, you're in a warfare. You're in a spiritual warfare because you've got an adversary, the enemy, arrayed against you. And you've got to get your mind made up that I'm going to fight this good fight of faith. And yes, I am going to war a good warfare. I'm not going to just try to turn my eyes away or turn a deaf ear to dealing with these problems. No, you have to meet these problems head on. It is the power of God that's going to overcome the enemy. And God says, get in there and start warring a good warfare. You're to be a good soldier. The soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ are going to endure hardness as a good soldier in Christ. We are in a battle. We put on armor for war. We are in a spiritual war against the forces of darkness. And we are going to war a good warfare at all times in our life. Praise God. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 says this, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Another thing you need to realize is whatever you're sowing, you're going to reap. That's good news if you're sowing things according to God's Word. Of course, that's bad news if you're sowing according to the flesh. If you're sowing according to the flesh, you need to repent. You need to confess that as sin. We're to walk in the Spirit, not in the ways of the flesh or what we feel like and the way the senses reveal things to us. He that soweth to his flesh, that's a mind on the senses, mind on all the things that are going on, contrary to God's Word. So if you sow to your flesh, you shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit, you're going to do things according to the Word of God, and in the ways of the Spirit, shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. See, you get the life of God manifest when you do what God's Word says. So you got to get a right mental attitude that I'm going to sow according to what God wants. And I know that when I sow according to the Spirit, in the ways of the Word of God, that I'm going to reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing. Don't get weary in well-doing. Be consistent, knowing this, that in due season we shall reap if we faint not. There's no room for you to faint in your mind. The devil likes to get people to get faint, get weary in well-doing. You're not going to get weary and well and faint in well-doing if you're going to be continually focusing on what the Lord wants you to do. When you get your eyes off the Lord, then you'll get wearied, then you'll get faint easily. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your eyes on the Word. Keep doing what the Word says. Keep walking by faith. Keep coming against your enemies. Keep praying the Word of God and watch God move. And when you see God move, it brings great excitement because you see God answering prayers. You see Him bringing healing. You see Him bringing deliverance. You see Him bringing victory. You see Him bringing some manifestations of promises in your life. I'll tell you, God is a God who does perform His Word. Know this, that whatever you're sowing according to God's Word, it's going to come to pass. And don't think that He is not going to bring it to pass. God is a faithful God. That brings us to Hebrews 2:17. You must have the mental attitude that God is faithful and He's going to bring His promises to pass. The Bible says that He is a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. So whatever you bring to Him, Jesus is our high priest in heaven. He's full of mercy and He's faithful. The Lord is faithful. It says over in Thessalonians, the Lord is faithful who shall establish you and keep you from evil. He will establish you in the truth. He will keep you from evil. In fact, He is so faithful that in a time of temptation, He'll show you the way out. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says there's no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you or allow you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. He'll make a way for you to come out of that thing, that you may be able to bear it. And the word bear means to continue in resistance against it. Any temptation that has overtaken you, it's common to man, but know that God's there, God's faithful, He will make a way of escape so you can come out from under this thing. He's faithful, He'll establish you. In fact, if you learn to watch and pray, you won't even enter into the temptation, and He will keep you from evil. But you must rely on the faithfulness of God. God is faithful to perform His promises in your life. He loves you and He wants to bring forth the promises of God in your life. So you need to realize that you're going to take aim at the things you don't see, because that's the realm of the spirit that controls the natural. And you're warring against the enemy. We're going to fight a good fight of faith. We're going to lay hold upon eternal life. We're warring a good warfare against the enemy. And we realize that whatever we sow, we're going to reap. And we're going to sow according to the Spirit, and we're going to reap life everlasting. And we're not going to be weary in well-doing. And we know that Jesus is faithful. He is going to establish, keep us from evil, and bring us out of every temptation. He's going to show us the way of escape. We can trust in our faithful high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, to perform His word in our life. Keep that right mental attitude, and you're on your way to victory. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the word of God. This next broadcast is going to air Thursday, March 5th, for Doers of the Word at 2:45 p.m.